students, then about the courses in other languages, courses of multilingualism, academic study skills, and then the campus jobs as well that we're here for. So trust me, now it's beautiful outside. I mean, it's August, it's sunny, it's beautiful, but you know, come November, might be a bit different. So keep moving in mind, because we don't just deal with the four language courses, but we deal with well-being and study skills and everything for your support so that your stay and studies here in Jyväskylä and in Finland will be a lot of fun. We'll go through the slideshow and hopefully we'll have some time for the questions afterwards. But Lassi, the floor is yours.
Wonderful. We'll keep up with the theme of dogs for these slides. So once again, I'm Pasi, an English teacher, and many of you will be seeing me in the coming semester or the academic year if you're planning or registering courses in English. We offer courses specifically for exchange students, and then we also offer courses that are available for both domestic and international students alike. So you can find your peers on these courses, for example, courses that we are offering in the fall, Academic English Communication 2, which deals with writing, oral skills, all kinds of communication that takes place in an academic context. And this, unfortunately, is incorrectly here. I think the first one runs in the spring, so we're offering the second one during the fall and the first one during the spring. So if you're staying here for the entire academic years, you might want to take them both. Please check the more precise schedules in SISU and in your course calendars if you're planning on taking these courses. But good courses to brush up your English skills, whether you want to start with a little with the basics, let's see what academic English communication is actually like, or if you feel like you're pretty confident with that, you can already sign up for the more advanced course, which is kind of a natural continuum for the first course. So those are specifically for international students, such as yourselves. And the top bar is kind of being blocked there, but we have a ton of elective courses, which are free for all, running in the fall and also in the spring. But if we talk about the fall courses here, we are offering courses in multilingual communication in a multilingual workplace. If you're looking for a course that deals with the context of working life and how different languages are embedded in those situations and you want to brush up your skills in that regard, feel welcome to register for these courses. And then if you feel like you could use a little pick-me-up when it comes to your English skills, maybe this is your first time living in an English-speaking surrounding, you haven't really used your English in a while, you maybe feel a bit insecure, Activate Your English and Speak Up are excellent courses for you to get those feelings of success and get that extra boost of confidence if you feel like you still need it. Also an excellent chance for you to meet local domestic students as well. So it's not just international students, but also Finnish students. So if you want to make friends from Finland, these are a great place to meet them as well. And then also gaining confidence in English, only one credit. So it's a short course. If you really feel like speaking or writing in English, all these kinds of aspects feel almost terrifying, or you don't know how to deal with the emotions that are connected to using English in your studies, this is a safe place for you to come to deal with work with like-minded people who are dealing with the same emotions. And it's a chance for you to talk with one another with a supportive teacher who will help you get through those feelings and help you get those feelings of success that will help you with your studies. Working towards structured text, the writing module that you can take if you've struggled with writing coherent academic papers or if you feel like your writing is maybe could use a bit of polish, these are the courses that you can sign up for. So how to structure a coherent, cohesive academic text. And we also offer a variety of independent e-modules that you can study on your own without the need to show up for a class. You can sign up for these modules and then work on them at your own pace. So nobody is telling you to submit anything before a specific deadline as long as you complete all the tasks before you return home, or at the end of the semester. So we have such modules in presentation skills. So if you feel like standing here in front of an audience with a microphone is something that Send shivers down your spine to even think about. Maybe a presentation skills toolkit is the place for you. What does it take to give an academic style presentation? How to structure it? How to become a better public speaker? If you want to brush up your pronunciation skills, we also offer a module, an e-learning module on that, as well as grammar. If you want to brush up the little teeny tiny details of your English, as well as the kind of broader strokes, you can also study those independently. And then also for reading and vocabulary, we're also offering a similar module that you can work at on your work on at your own pace when you see a fit according to your own schedule and get those much needed pieces of information when it comes to these topics. And then also for advanced bachelor students, we're also offering these 2B modules, which are communication in a multilingual and multicultural communication in multilingual and multicultural project work, and transferring skills from academia to working life, which revolve more around the topic of working life and how different languages are present there, and how you can take these skills that you master here in the academic world and how you can effectively transfer those into working life after you graduate. That was a lot of information. Bear with me. And then also, how many of you are here completing an international master's degree? Yeah, at least a fair amount. So there's some information here for you as well. So depending on the program that you have, you might have certain suggestions for courses that your program needs you to take during your studies, or it might be that your program tells you that you need to have at least a certain number of credits worth of language and communication studies. So behind this QR code, you should be able to see and check your own degree and see whether they are offering mandatory courses. Sorry, if they need you to take some of these mandatory courses, or whether you can choose which courses you take, as long as it's a certain amount of credits. So if you want to scan this with your phones, you can go. It should open a web page, and if you scroll down, it should have some information there. We maybe quickly show it and what it should look like. Is that a possibility?
Is that a possibility? That's always a possibility. Yeah, I didn't have the link there.
I need to hello them.
Degree requirements.
But if it's too complicated, I can
It
just say
looks a
that you
bit,
should
yeah.
check the requirements
Personality.
for your program.
Okay.
Some programs require you to take certain courses, such as in an introductory scientific writing module, whereas some programs just need you to take a certain number of credits, and you have the freedom to choose how you want to use those credits, whether it's more to do with writing or whether it's more to do with something else. And also, there's usually a certain number of Finnish credits. If you're completing an international master's degree here, there is a certain number of credits for Finnish studies that you also need to complete. But you can also check those requirements behind this QR code here on this web page. So expect to study some Finnish here as well if you are here for a master's degree. My colleagues will be talking more about Finnish studies in just a while. And something that's also worth mentioning is that we are offering courses that might start online or with hybrid teaching, some people attending remotely, some people attending on campus, but then we might move completely to contact teaching. So make sure that when you are registering for courses, you check the kind of course schedule that they have, whether it's on campus, whether it's a Zoom meeting, and whether kind of the beginning of the course is online. But then after the first few meetings, once everyone has arrived in Finland, we move to contact teaching. Those might be some of the pedagogical solutions we've had to take to make sure that people can attend the first few lectures, even if they have not physically come to Finland just yet. And if you're looking for any further information on our English courses, I apologize, this was a very crash course into all of the kind of interesting and elective courses that we have on offer. You can find a ton of more information on our web pages. Just type in Mobi English JYU in Google, for example, or if you want to ask any questions after this, I know you're all dying to ask me all the questions in the world. You can email me at the address below, or my colleague Hanna Kiviranta, whose address is there. Also, so if you have any concerns about, okay, is this course for me? Where can I find more information? Just send us an email and we'll direct you in the right direction. Very excited to have you here. I'm really looking forward to seeing at least some of you on courses that I teach during the fall, such as English Academic Communication, at least, and activate your English in the spring. So see you then.
No. Yes. Biased legs.
Otatteko te suomea? Miten anybody who doesn't speak any Finnish? Maybe you're thinking now, should I learn Finnish or not? And yeah, in your first day here, so learning Finnish might be something that helps you in your everyday life. And also, you might think that it's better to get to know the place and the culture if you and people if you know the local language. And anyway, you never know what's going to happen. And if you're here for 4 months only, but you decide to stay. And the cultural aspect, of course, is interesting. So when you learn about the culture and the language, it helps you to understand what's happening. So here at Movi, it's possible to study Finnish from the start. We offer different courses, and our courses work in the way that we communicate a lot. You learn to use your Finnish in practical situations. That's why all our courses are also contact letters. So our Finnish courses, you have to be there present. If you're not here yet, we have some group starting a little bit later, but you can see the timetables. It seems that most of you were beginners, so I'm going to say a few words about our beginners courses. So we offer two kinds of courses. The other one is called Survival of Finnish, and it's a two-credit course, quite short. Is there anybody here who already took Survival of Finnish
Oh, hey, yeah.
before this? Or so some of you have already studied Survival Finnish, and it's a short course, and it's only for exchange students. Okay, so if you're a master's student, you cannot take Survival Finnish because it's very short and it only helps you to survive during your 4 months of exchange. However, if you're a degree student and you want to learn Finnish, or you have to learn Finnish because many programs have Finnish for obligatory 5 credits, then you need to take My Finnish, or we call it Minun Suomea. It's a 5 credit course. And maybe some of you already started. We had a couple of groups starting in August, but they continue now starting next week. And if you decide to take one of these courses, then you should go to Fitu and register. And now the registration is open, and some of the groups will be full. So if you really know where you want to go, you should register as soon as possible. Entäs oliko täällä joku, joka osaa jo suomea? Is there anybody who speaks Finnish? Joo. I'm going to say this bit in Finnish. This is for people who already know Finnish. Eli meillä on myös muita kursseja. Meillä on arjen suomea, opiskeluelämän suomea. Ja ne kurssit, niin me voidaan kertoa niistä enemmän infossa huomenna. Eli huomenna 29.8. tällöin kello 11, niin kirjastossa, eli B247, siellä on info, jossa voi kysyä enemmän edistyneistä. So basically, if you're more advanced in Finnish and you don't know what your level is, you can come to our info session tomorrow. If you have a phone, you can check our QR recording. It has all the timetables of the Finnish courses. You can also go to Fitu, but then you have completely different rules. But behind this QR code, you have all Finnish as the second language course if we offer the timetables. We have different groups, and for example, my Finnish has 3 times a week. So you have to attend all 3 times a week and every week. Okay, it's 70 lessons in total. If the timetable is not good for you, then you can take another tool. Maybe one more thing. My Finnish course is good for it's for degree students. But if you're an exchange student and you want to learn more Finnish than just survival Finnish, you can also apply for my Finnish course. Hopefully there is space also for you.
Can I very quickly add something not related to Finnish studies, but Maria mentioned that you never know where you're going to be in 2077 or anytime in the near future. It might very well be that some of you fall in love with Finland, perhaps even with someone who lives here, and you end up working for us, like one of our colleagues. So they were on exchange here in, I don't even know, 14 years ago, fell in love with someone who lives here, and now is our colleague. So you never know. Perhaps we'll be future colleagues in 15 years' time. Who knows?
One more general thing about, so please register in Sisu, and that's not enough. You also have to be present when we have the first lesson. That applies probably also for the
Yes,
English
that's
courses.
no.
Okay, that's the way to confirm your place. If we have too many students and you don't show up, then you lose your place and we take somebody else. Okay, and one final word about PhD1 program. This is a like tandem learning program. You can learn. You can find a language partner and learn each other's native languages. For example, if you come from, let's say, Japan and you would like to learn Finnish, then you can find a Finnish person who wants to learn Japanese, and then you study together and you support each other in learning the languages. And if you want to get credits for this, we have a program called PhD1, and you have the web page here. And if you want to study in a structured way, you get support from a teacher and you have to fill out some forms and have like organized meetings and like have goals for your learning. And that way you can learn and also get credits for that. For this, we also have an info session. You have the date there, September the 5th. That's a good place to like start the program. And before that, you can check out the web page to give the instructions. It starts in the way that you have to find a language learning partner first, and only then you can register for the program.
Onko jotain lisättävää sanakaan siihen? Oliko siinä ei ollut
No, any questions about
ehkä muuta? Okay. On the slides, you have like contact information and links for more information, and you will get the slides through the student services.
Yes, and I'll talk about then more about now for the international degree students. We do cooperation with our sister institution here at the UCLA University of Applied Sciences, and they have a course which is interesting for international degree students. So it's a 2-credit course, I remember, called Integration into Finnish Society. So that's a different kind of like aspect. So on the Mobi courses, you learn language and culture, but then Jan is offering this kind of like integration into Finnish society. But that's something that you need to follow the links and register through Jan, because that's part of their studies as well. But yeah, Pasi and Maria will stay here with me. That was about English and Finnish, which are the usual courses that most of the international exchange and degree students do. But lo and behold, we have several any other courses in Mobi. So we offer languages and communication courses in roughly 16 languages. Now, most of the beginner courses are taught, or some beginner courses are taught in English already. But most of the beginner courses are taught in Finnish. And then if you want an advanced course, that is taught in that particular language. So it might be that the beginner courses are taught in Finnish, but then on the advanced level you'll be speaking that language. So if you want to attend the more advanced courses and speak in that language, then you need to contact the teacher and tell them about your background if you can attend or not. We also offer courses in intercultural communication and multilingualism. That's one of our forte, so that's an interesting option for you guys as well. And then we have courses supporting the language and communication studies as well. So if you're struggling, like Pasi was saying, like the gaining confidence and presentation skills, so if you're suffering or if you want to support with that, you can always study those.
So please visit our website, contact the teacher, and have a look how it goes. Now, for the international exchange students already in SISU, you have the list of the courses which are open and recommended for you guys. So you can choose courses from there, but then you can always contact the teacher as well and ask if it's possible to attend the course. So make use of our very plentiful selection of courses that we have on offer. But like we were saying at the end, before we wrap up with question, the most important practical issues are that you can find the timetables of the courses in SISU, and you should register in SISU as has been shown during the orientation days. And like Maria said, first meeting is important because that's how you kind of like solidify the position and the course that you applied for. So if you're not present on the first meeting, you might lose the spot. And that's why it's always beneficial, even if the course is full, to register in SISU and be present in the first meeting, because it might be somebody's not showing up and you're there. So even though you were not originally accepted for the course because somebody didn't show up, you get the study place. So that's why it's important to be present in the first meeting. Active attendance is required in Movi course, except for the online modules, independent learning. But we're talking about communication. We're talking about interaction. We're talking about languages and communication. So hence, we really stress interaction and activity in our courses, which was already presented here. And last but not least, of course, we do offer you support and well-being as well. We in Movi, we have built this academic study skills website. So that's a good website for you to have a look at now at the start of your studies. What are kind of like the academic skill sets and academic repertoire that we are expecting from you when you are studying at the University of Jyväskylä? So that's an important website to have a look at to get to know the academic culture and academic conventions here at Jyväskylä. And then the campus dogs, starting already September 24th.
24th, yeah.
24th. So every Tuesday or on Tuesday evenings, usually once or twice a month in our building, we have the campus dogs for the students. So you can come and stretch, and, you know, if you're feeling homesick or having stress, you can, you know, come and stretch the dog. Talk to Finns, and, you know, around the dog, it's easy to talk even with the Finn, or then just talk to the dog. So it's a good way to keep your spirits healthy and all the stress away during your studies.
There's a lot of different dogs, so it's not just the same dogs at each meeting, no. But if you attend several meetings, you get to meet most of the dogs, and there's like over a dozen, I would say.
Yeah.
But you need to sign up, and the sign-up sheet is under this page because they are popular and they go fast. So sign up. But all the information is found on our website. At this point, do we have time for any questions?
A couple of minutes,
if you have any. Yep. Maria, you want to come closer to the stage, center stage, depending on the question. If it concerns you guys, then it's...
Question panels. I think there was a question there in the middle.
Yeah.
Did you have a question? Next to the... Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Woo!
Perfect.
Good one.
I want to ask about Finnish courses. You said that exchange students, they can take my Finnish. So should I choose both of them, like Survivor Finnish and my Finnish, or I can choose only my Finnish?
Okay, that's a good question. You can only take Survivor Finnish or my Finnish. We offer only one or two students. They are both beginner for Finnish, but we leave them perspective. So you should. This is the thing that I can decide which one is best for you and then move that on. Really fair for that course. And as an exchange student, you can take any of the two.
So my Finnish is all for beginners, so it's okay if I start from 5 minutes and survival Finnish both start from 0 to 90. So that's probably a sound that we don't know anything about. And one more question. I was asking on the Spanish language, like I would say A2 level. And the teacher is going to teach in English, yeah? Or, because and on the website it's written that Finnish Spanish, but how to
speak? Best that we contact the teacher and see what the particular course will speak.
Look, if the course, if you're an exchange student, if the course, if you're an exchange student, the courses that are available automatically for exchange students are in the CISU structure. So if that particular Spanish course is in that structure that is open for all exchange students, then you're good to go. But if it's not there, then you should contact the teacher and tell about your background, and then the teacher will decide if they accept you to the course or not.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? There's one at the back row there.
And also here in the front of the blue, with the blue shirt.
That one?
And then you can toss it all the way to the back. Yeah, you can throw it. Make sure it doesn't hit anyone in the head.
No, yeah, we don't want that happening on the first day. Yeah.
Perfect. Good throw.
When
they're staying for a full year, so then they finish instead of the final finish.
Everybody can make my finish course, but we guarantee the places for master students. So master students have priority for my finish because they have to take that course. But if you're an exchange student and you stay for the full year, I recommend that you welcome to my finish course, and very probably there is a special place for you because that's so many. My finish is 5 credits for everybody. Then how you can take it to your own university, I don't know, but we give you 5 credits for my finish and 2 credits for survival.
That's about it.
Well, yeah, there is one question.
We have one more question here in the front. Could you toss that?
Yeah, you can toss that. And meanwhile, I have one question on Zoom. So they're asking if we have French courses taught in English. I don't see anything in the CISU system at the moment. French courses taught in English.
French courses taught in English. That depends if you're a, if you're an exchange student, then it's visible in CISU. But if you're a master's degree student, then it should be contacting the teacher. Usually the French courses are not taught in English. It's Finnish or French. So if you have the Finnish skills, then you might be starting with the elementary. But for the more advanced courses, then you need French skills, and then you need to contact the French teacher. Yeah. And then last questions now, because the other people are waiting as well. Yeah.
So if you want to learn more things and then continue later, then you can take my thing. Because after the final finish, we don't offer any other course. But if you take my thing, then you have the whole bar. If the last student and exchange student can also go to my thing for me.
Oi! Everyone. Now, and you can always contact Movi for further questions through Help You or your program coordinator or your exchange coordinator. They'll forward the questions for us. Yeah, I've got a loud voice. But now let's get physical. Well, you guys will get physical.
Thank you very much. Danke schön.
Mä näin ja mä laitoin myös Mikon jakamaan näyttö, vaikka ei ole.
Okay, and we're continuing straight away, so there is no break in between the insults.
Mä oon tehnyt sustakin jo kohdausten. Niin sun...
Mä voin varmaan vaan tästä.
Joo.
Pitääkö laittaa ensin?
Pitää... Sä voit laittaa sen vasta sen jakamisen.
Ja sitten se on the turn.
Niin laptop, joo. Yes. Noin. Joo. Tästä paikassa. Niin, nyt se näkyy vähän tälleen.
Mä menen tuohon.
What's the view?
Mä voin koittaa lopettaa tänne aloittaa vasta nyt, kun mä oon se esitystila käynnissä, koska...
Joo. Double click to enter full screen. No niin, yes.
Joo.
Ja sitten varmaan täältä voisi kontrolloimaan jotain.
Joo.
Haluatko sinä tällaisen varmattoman mikin helpompi?
Joo. Kuinka tästä lähettiin?
Mieluiten aika läheltä, silloin se kuuluu myös tänne sinulle.
Joo. Yes. Minä vielä
Okay. Welcome to those who are coming right now, and please find a seat. If needed, we can open the wall and make more room, but I think everyone can fit. I think we can start. So the following session is about Yumu, and I leave the floor to Henna, who will tell you about Yumu and the student support services.
Okay. Hello. Okay. We can start. So my name is Henna, and I'm here to tell you about Yumu. I'm going to tell you what we are, what we can offer you, and then let's talk a little bit about the membership, but not too much. I think you will find more reliable information online, because I don't think you will remember everything I say. So let's focus on what we have to offer you. And yeah. Okay, Yumu, we operate under the university, but we offer sports and well-being services for the students and staff of the university and young also. The classes that we have are organized at U campus area mainly, but we also have some classes at Yonk. And we have nearly 100 classes and sessions that you can choose from. It's like group fitness. We have a lot of different options, and I think everyone might find something for themselves. Our services can be divided into four. So group fitness, as I already said, ball games and self-instructed shifts. Then we also have some gym services that we offer with our membership. We have some swim shifts also, and then we organize courses and events throughout the year that you can get discounts to with our membership. Let's look at the okay, that's working well. Let's look at the group fitness schedule. There's about 60 classes of group fitness. We have the basic group fitness things like body combat, body balance that you might be familiar with in yoga. But then there's also more exciting things, different things. There's dance classes, gymnastics, there's handstand boxing, stuff like that. Something a little different that you might not find at a normal gym. All of these, or most of these, are organized in the Liikunta building that's near here. And some of them are in the other spots. I don't know how well you can see the schedules, but if you don't see this right here, you can check it online as well. We have the schedules on there. Then as a part of our group fitness classes, we also offer this service called Yogobet, which is a video library of thousands of workout videos. They are not all in English. There's some in Finnish, there's some in Swedish, and some other languages as well. But usually those are the ones like yoga and stuff that you can just watch. You don't have to listen to them. But you get this service to your disposal when you have our membership. Okay, then there's the ball game schedule. It's different from the group fitness ones, but they all of these are a part of our membership. You can use the group fitness ball games as much as you want with our membership. We have about 40 ball game and self-directed sessions. This basically means that there's no instructor, like in the group fitness classes. There is no one to teach you, no one to tell you what to do, but there is someone who is responsible for the shift. So there will be a person who you will have to show your membership to. And you have to book the group fitness classes and the ball game classes every time you go. You have to book it weekly. You don't just book one time and just go every week. You have to book it every week again. And for the ball games, there you can see, if you can see, there is basic and advanced classes or sessions. And the basic class means that you know the basics, you know the rules, you know what you're going to do. There's no one to teach you how to hit the ball, nothing like that. But if you know that already, you can go there. But if you know how to play, you have experience, you've played before, you can go and try the advanced session without going to the basic one. And if you try either or and you feel like this is not my place, I need quicker players, I need more of an advanced game, you can go to the advanced class. Or if you try the advanced class and think it's too much for you, you can't keep up, you can always change to the basics class, because you can always book the class weekly. Then with our membership, you get access to two of the gyms in Jyväskylä. Rentikka and Monitoimitalo. And we also have four swim shifts that you get discounts from, which basically means that there is a time period, four time periods in a week, that you get a discounted price when you go to the swimming pool. I think it's the price for swimming for students normally 6 to 7 euros, and with our membership on these times, it's 2.5 euros. So it's a good discount if you like to swim a lot. In addition, if you have a student card, you can use the Liikunta building gym without a membership. But there is reservations to that gym pretty often because it's used for university teaching and other stuff. There is a lot of reservations there, so it's not always available like the other two gyms, which are listed here. For both of these, you will need an access card or a wristband. For Rentukka, you get a card. You can get it from Ilokivi, the U office. And you get that for free, and you can just go there just if you have our membership. But if you want to go to the Monitoimitalo, you need a wristband that costs 8 euros. But if you're here for more than a year and you will be buying our membership multiple times, you can use the same wristband every year, every time you have a new membership. So it's just one time, 8 euros if you want that. Then for swimming, the swim shifts are listed on our website. I think there's two morning swims There is one that's on the afternoon and then one on Saturday. I remember the Saturday one, it's from 10 to 2. But they're not listed here. I'm sorry. But they are on our website right now, so you can check them out. But there is two mornings, one afternoon, and the Saturday. Okay. Then about the courses and events, courses and events are mostly, they have a price, but with our membership, you get a discounted price. And you have to sign up for these even if you are a member. We have two types of courses in our activity. We have the ones that are listed as courses. They're something that you can, they are separate from our daily activities, sports, and things that you can try through us, like different things that we don't normally offer. We have had tennis, we've had pole dancing, and stuff like that. And I think the courses published last week. So there were, I think, pole dancing as well. There was parent children course, stuff like that. Something that we don't normally offer every day, all of the time. Those courses have a price for everyone, but you get a discount if you are a member. And then we have the start courses. So if you have no experience in a ball game that you want to go play in our ball game shifts, you can take a start course, which basically means it's 6 weeks. You go every week. There is someone who tells you what to do, and then you learn the ball game, and then you can go to the basic shift. And those are free for our members. So if you really want to join a ball game, I would recommend those. Then also for the university students, we offer this ULIU sports course, which basically means that you get credits for trying out different sports. This is not a very pretty slide, but so there's two courses that you can take, but you can only do one per semester. So if you are only here for the autumn time, you can only do one. But if you're here for a year or more, you can do both of them. So one course is 2 credits, and you will have to do 15 classes of your choosing. There is 20 classes to choose from for the autumn, and 24 will there will be 20 for the spring. All of the autumn ones are already published, and you can find them in Sisu. Yeah, but you can complete both if you are here for a year or more. But if you're only here for 6 months, 5 months, I don't know, then you can only do one. But you can do the one, because there will be enough classes offered in the fall. You will need this blue card that they have at the building's lobby. There's the janitor's spot, and they have this little blue card. We also have them at our office. So if you want to stop by, that's also in the Liikunta building. I think you will find directions for our office online. I don't know how to explain it. It's tricky. But you will get that, and you can come to the class, your first class, and the teacher will tell you where to get the blue card. There's a lot of times when people come in the ULIU classes and they don't have the card, so a lot of people just go get it quickly while they're in the class. So don't worry about that. You will get the blue card, but you can go get it yourself. If you find that. With the blue card, there's 15 little spots that you write the date and the sport that you were doing, and the teacher of the class will mark it, sign it, and then you will, after you have filled all of the 15 slots, you send a picture of that card to me, and I give you 2 credits, basically, how that works. But this is for you if you want some credits from doing and trying a little bit of sports. But then let's look at the events. All of the events are not listed here for the autumn because they're not 100% sure, but we have an open doors week coming up, not next week, but the week after that, which basically means you don't need our membership to test our services. You still have to book the classes, but you don't need the membership for that. So that's from the 9th of September to the 13th of September. Then we will have a night paddle tournament, which is playing paddle at night in October. Fun. You can join that. I think these are the sign-ups for these haven't started, so don't worry about that. You can follow us on Instagram and go through our website, and you will get the important info from there. But the sign-ups will be starting later, so don't worry. Then, if you're here for the whole year, in the springtime, there is a snow fest in March, I think. So that is kind of our biggest event of the year. So if you're here in the springtime, stay tuned for that. But we also have, I think, a volleyball tournament and a Pilates day coming up in the autumn. So if you're interested in that, keep an eye out for those. Okay, then let's take a quick look at the membership. The membership looks like that. It's on your phone, it's a mobile membership. So you'll always need a phone when you go to the class. You need to show the instructor this. And there's like two circles inside each other, and they're spinning and changing color every hour, I think. So you can't just take a screenshot of your friends and have to have your own. But that works like that. And the most important thing is how much this all costs. So all of the services that I just explained will be only 60 euros per year. So if you buy the 60 euro membership, it starts from September 1st and it's all the way to the 31st of August next year. And if you buy this whole year membership in, let's say, November, it's still going to be valid only to the end of August next year. So it's not like whenever you buy it, it's a year from then. It's the same period of time, no matter where when you buy it. But all of the services are included in this one. And if you're only here for one semester, you can also get our membership for a shorter period of time. Autumn membership is 40 euros, and then the spring one includes summer also, that's 45. And then, as a heads up, we also have summer activity, summer membership, and the summer membership is only 20 euros. But we have a lot less classes in the summertime, so that's important to know. So where to get the membership? When you go to our website, umove.fi/n, you will find a page. You can see there's this bar up there, and there is join us. When you press that, there is membership instructions, and that will give you everything you need to know. It takes you to the University of Jyväskylä web shop, where you log in with your university profile, and you can buy it from there. And once you've bought it, there is the other link on the membership instructions page where you go, and then you log in and you can see the mobile membership. But if you buy the membership right now, the membership won't be, you can't see it yet because it's valid from the 1st September only. So you will see it on Sunday if you buy it before that. Okay. Well, I already told you that you will have to sign up for every class. There's also in the same join us part of the website, there is booking instructions that gives you instructions on how to do that. You don't need the membership when you do the signing up. So when you, if you want to come to the Open Doors Week, you can do the signing up, but you don't need the mobile membership for that. But when you come to the class or the session, you need the membership to show the person responsible. Yeah, that's about it that I'm going to tell you about membership. You can, or I recommend you go on our website and see the membership instructions if you really want to join. And if you're unsure, you can come test our services a couple weeks from now. Then, just as a heads up, if you're here for one semester or more and you're interested in biking, but you don't have a bike, I was contacted by Student Bikes of Fee, and they rent out bikes for semesters, like just one semester, like for the fall or springtime. So if you're interested in that, check out this page. If you need a bike, if you like biking, or you just want one. So this is a good opportunity. I think it was 69 euros for a semester, and then you have to pay 30 euros for a deposit that you get back once you return the bike. And if you don't return the bike or it gets stolen or something, the 30 euros will cover that. So this is a good opportunity, and just as a heads up, so keep an eye out for that. Okay, that's it for my speaking. And now we have time for an active break. So when you're studying, you can have little breaks that are more active, some more than others. But let's have one right now. So let's start up with everyone standing up. So stand up from your chairs. Then let's continue on with reaching one arm as far up as you can, stretching your sides, trying to reach the ceiling, grab those lamps that are up there. Okay, let's switch hands, do the same one to the other arm. Reaching up, you can look up also. Okay, then do with both hands. And reach as far as you can. Try to be taller than the person next to you. Okay, put your hands down. Then I think most of you have something in front of you. So grab the chair or whatever you have in front of you. If you don't, you can reach the ground or don't. And then try to round your back like this. And you can put your ears in between your hands so that you're really stretching. Okay, good. Then stand up. I don't know how much space. I don't think you have much space in there, but you can try doing a little bit of squatting. If you had more space, you could do okay, good job, everyone. You can sit down or you can stay standing up. I only have one slide with some information about us and our... Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have an Instagram, please follow us on Instagram. If you're interested, there will be all the info you need. There is all the instructions coming on there. You can ask us questions on there. So follow us if you're interested. And here is our website. And if you want the English website, you can add /n in the end, or then you can switch the language from the page. But that's it for me. If you have any questions.
Joo, me voi ottaa 5 minuuttia, jos sulla on aikaa.
So, if you have any questions, yep.
Haluatko sä heittää?
Tuosta vaan heittää.
Tästä näin.
Joo.
Jos me heitän ne kolme.
Heitä kolme. Kyllä sä olet. Heitä kolme.
Ei, tipu, siinä on magneetti.
Yeah, good question. We have, when you go to some of the ball games like basketball or volleyball, we have the balls for that, but we don't have rackets or badminton or any other, like we don't have any rackets or anything like that, so you wouldn't need your own. But if you have any Finnish friends or something, someone might have one, and you can get ones for pretty cheap. And I think we have badminton balls, or the whatever they're called. They are provided at least like some degree. They might be running out sometimes, so you shouldn't trust that completely. But we don't have any rackets or anything, so you would need your own equipment for the ball games. But for the group fitness, you don't need any of your own equipment.
For example, to practice dance. Do you have movies that would be mirrors to practice dance or something like that? And if yes, how can you reserve it?
The gyms are not reserved, like, you can't reserve them as a student. But if the gyms are free, you could be able to just go there, but it's not certain that they will be available. But we don't have any shifts to a room with mirrors. The only gym that we have a free shift to is the gymnastics gym, where there is a mirror, but there's also the mat, the like floor that is like soft.
Can you practice that?
In the gymnastics gym?
Yes.
Yeah, there's within the ball game schedule, there are two like open gym shifts you can go to with our membership.
That's right.
Yes. So that's, you can go there. But it's not like this kind of floor. It's like open shift gymnastics. Ours is a gymnastics floor. It's like a little bit bouncy and there's a carpet on top.
Oh,
just
yeah, you get the membership, and then you can book the open
membership,
and then you can go there.
If there
are any other questions? Okay, if there's no other questions, I think that was it for me, and you guys can move on. But let's see that I see you guys in a few, maybe in a couple weeks. Thank you.
Aivan,
ei niin, se ei tiedä. Joo, nyt se tulee.
Joo, se tulee vähän
viiveellä. Kiitos. No niin.
Henna, luuletko sä, että...
No, okei, okay. Se tulee tämän asiassa. Sopi kannattaa sitten, että meillä on.
Joo. Niitä joutuu vähän komentamaan, että please be quiet.
Niin.
Okay, we will continue again straight away with the next presentation. So please Keep the voice down. If you need to leave, it's okay, but please keep the voice down because we also have participants on Zoom and they do not hear if it's very noisy here. Thank you.
All right, well, did you hear me? Yeah. Everybody who are just now going outside, I will see that as a security restored. Bye bye. Okay, so welcome to Jyväskylä and Jyväskylä University. I am security specialist Mikko Malm from security team. Our security team doesn't have any own t-shirts, so that's why I'm choosing that one t-shirt. I also have all the seats on this. So welcome. I will tell you something about security and safety instructions from personal point of view. So this is a little bit slowly, but maybe now. It's good to know that Finland is one of the safest countries in the world, and Jyväskylä University is a safe place to study work for risk. So you are not in what part of the city you are in Jyväskylä. It's a very tiny, peaceful, nice place to be and study. Still, be cautious and use common sense. My own background is I have graduated here from Jyväskylä University as a master in journalism and communication. I have worked in these teenagers 10 years as a journalist and news chief. And then I went to police schools. I was there 3 years. I have worked in police, mainly in anti-terrorist and counter-intelligence, and also have a military background, all 4 years, all around the world in peacekeeping forces, in the UN and NATO forces. So I have a little bit more point of views. What is safety and security that only here in university area? And the main point is that take care of yourself and each other and be safe. Is that you all, everybody in your own action, you affect your own security, your own safety, and your friend's safety. So that's the correct idea. If you doesn't remember anything after my presentation, just remember this. And this is also important because safety awareness is an important part of professionals. Everybody of you have come here to study and be a professor in some area. So remember, at university, you learn to be professional in your field and also learn to be a safety professional in your field too. So that's professionals. It's very important. It's very valuable for you to know and realize what is safe and what is security. So attitude set lives and create safe. Very simple, very difficult, but that's true. So you have the right to safe study environment, says Martikainen S. and Rantachi in Safe Abroad a Student's Guide. And the main point is, as a student, you have an important own role to play in ensuring safety. So you are adult people, we all are adult people, we all are responsible for our own safety in courses. It means take care of yourself and each other to be safe. I will repeat and repeat and repeat that. And I'm here with my friend, remember this. All of you. So, what is your role in making safety? Each of us, members of the university, and also you, we have important role of making safety and security. For us, it means the security and officials to manage and implement safety and security at the university. We need information about the issues that affect it. So, let us know if something happens or something threats is somewhere or you see some dangers. That's the only way that we can do something. But telling us about your experience, and other observations you can improve safety in our environment. So we hope you report about possible dangerous situation, close up situation for crimes and other safety or security related during the operations. And if you notice an acute danger, try to prevent damages, get yourself and others safe, report the matter immediately so that another cause of danger can be corrected. So this means that most of our days we are suspending, like you people who are now looking at your mobile phones, that we doesn't realize what happens all around us. And it seems that we doesn't even know what happens all around us. So that's the white state, and it's quite dangerous, especially when you are on the streets. Just be in yellow level, let's say so, that you realize what's happening all around you, who are the people who are near you, what happens in front of you, in back of you. That's normal, common sense safety. So remember that in every place, but especially outside the university, in the streets, that's very good to do. Your awareness, where you are, what happens around you, that's very important. So that means that you take care of yourself and each others, and you be safe. You are active, not just a thing, but you are safety. You have a role to do something. So always in urgent emergency situation, call the authorities first and tell where and what is happening, and listen to emergency center instructions, that's very important. And then help and inform others, prevent damage and more escalation. And remember, be safe, living hero. Net hero is not good, but just take care of yourself and you're just helping each other. So that's important also. But be stupid. Everybody wanna be a Batman, like me. Don't do that. There's only one Batman, and it's not here in the university. All the instructions and ask if you are not sure and notify the staff. You'll notice something acting contrary to instructions or causing danger. So be prepared. That would like to mean about the different states. Not in white state, in yellow states, that you know where you are, what happens all around you. So that's important. And here in Finland and in the European Union, we have this 112, is our emergency number. And I strongly recommend that you download the 112 Suomi mobile app for your Apple or Play Store. It makes it easier for authorities to locate your emergencies. In the application, you will find the most important service from which you can get official help. But this is very helpful and very, very useful application. And here in university, we have this emergency response guide. There's some information on most common safety risks and how to act accordingly at each situation. But I think the more important paper is this one on rescue plan. And it means that there's some printed versions, but also in intranet you can find there. And we are here in main building, and here in rescue plan, we can see that, okay, this is our area. Exit if there's fire alarm, where we can go. Outside there, where is a fire extinguisher, and where we have to gather together outside. Oops. So the meeting place. So these are very important. And when you are in new places, just check out those exit plans. Those are green signs. If you doors, so those helps you to locate yourself if something happened, and helps you go in straight way outside. So fire safety. If you hear the fire alarm sounds, leave the building immediately, use it to nearest exit road, these signs, and go to meeting place, walk on to Miss Paikka. In outside there are several places. We have these meeting places and signs there. And your duty is to remember this, learn the alternative exit routes. And this I'm not totally sure that your duty is change batteries and test the fire alarm that works in your apartment. If I remember right, at the beginning of this year, this just changed the owner or, yeah. But you have those fire alarm in your homes, just test them. Just check out if the works well. So that's the most sure way to do it. So experiencing bullying or harassment on campus, the university must offer a safe student environment everyone. It means that in University of Jyväskylä is a community where the bullying or harassment is not tolerated. And I really want to see the university where there is tolerated this bullying, but yeah, here in Jyväskylä it is tolerated. And if you have that kind of experience, you can contact university specialists. We have studio well-being, and we also have student life. And here you can find them. But I go to internet or intranet and find the student life, and you will get to contact persons there. So it's much easiest and straightest way. And also inform us. Be nice and take care of yourself and needs. And be safe. Very important. And it's very, very easy to live here in Jyväskylä and West Mellinus. And if you don't do so, that one will come and advise you. Okay, health safety. Batman can actually love it, but looking for health. There are currently no COVID-related restrictions in the university in Jyväskylä, but still we strongly recommend follow good hand and coaching hygiene. If you get sick, stay in your apartment. Viruses spread easily, so in close contact, so it's much more better than that you avoid close contact when you are sick. And in addition, COVID-19, influenza and other diseases causing viruses are circulating at this time of year. So in next month, in the same time, I think some of you will have some sort of flu, and it's very common in all here. And if necessary, ask your fellow students and tutors to help you if you have to stay at home. So. So take care of yourself and be safe. Evenings will be getting darker. Remember to use a reflector when you're walking or bicycling in Jyväskylä streets. It helps a lot of you. It gives you much more safety. Car drivers do not see you, and it's much more probable that the cars will hit you if you don't have a reflector. It's just about €1 or something like that. So I really recommend that you use it. Also, when you use bicycle, use a lamp. You have to have lamps, lights in front and back. And winter time, spike tires are recommended. Also, it's much more easier to move from place to other. And then, because of the proposal, surface of the lake can be dangerous. Right now, we have this kind of situation. Sun is shining, there's open water, and some people are swimming there. And 4 months from here, the situation will be that kind. We have quite a thick ice in the Jyväskylä, and there's a little park there, and people are just crossing lake in ice. And that's why it's very important. You have to understand that don't never be the first, don't never be the second, don't never be the third, don't never be even the fifth person who will pass it through the ice. Just wait enough that there's some stupid lot of people who are in this kind of situation. And then wait after some days and then go to see if his corpse still is in the ice. But this is very, very important to know that first ice is not strong. So, Jyväskylä, beautiful, tiny city. We have about one.
Yeah, 130 people
lives in Jyväskylä. We have two major lakes and Jyväskylä city center situated in the middle of the lakes where we are going right now. Yep, we are here. So, at summertime, Yeah, a lot of activities in beaches, in the lake, and also between the dams, a lot of activities on the dams. You can skate there, you can ski there, and you even can have horse races there, like in the last video. When you see horses on the ice, then you can go very safe. Some sort of sign that everybody studying university or better people. So, of course, maybe we might have also nearby. So that's very simple to go there. So remember that. And also, frozen surface of the lake can be dangerous, but also frozen lake can be a lot of fun. And I really recommend that. Try to ice swimming. Yes, absolutely. Best way to get rid of the stress, because when you're going to go to ice, icy water, you just think of, oh, what, I will die, and that's everything you're thinking about first 10 seconds. When I have exams and my boyfriend left me a Serena the mind, that's my dream. It's very relaxing experience. I really recommend it. As you can see, they are just trying to smile. But, and remember, every time, take care of yourself and each other and be safe. That's the core point of everything. Tests. We are peaceful, nice, tiny little city, and we also have here so-called bad people, because Batman doesn't live here. He can clean this whole city. So, because when you have bicycles, have a decent look and look your bike in the fixed object, if you don't want to take a grip of your laptop, phone, wallet, etc., do not leave your valuable things unattended. And remember that these university premises are mainly open to everyone. So it's very easy to test, to come and see it. Okay, hey, somebody has left his laptop here and I will take. That happens not every day, but every month something will be lost here. So take care of your things also and take care of each other. And winter time, developed clothes are common target also. So remember that clothes left in coat rack in Houston University are at your own risks. CCTV, which what means the surveillance technology. We have those cameras quite many places. And most important to know is that all the materials are confidential and are given only to police. So that's you will have your own. That's it. You have rights, so we doesn't use our time to look at where the people are going and what they are doing. And system is administrated by Houston University Cloud Service Desk, if you would want to have some reports or better look. Lost and found office, police station. We are here in that main building. Barracks is here, and Jyväskylä police stations is here. And if you have used bus or trains, it in opposite side of the streets of Matkakeskus railway and bus central, so you can find it there. And also, if you want to have your reporting of crime, it's the same place, but we recommend that you use the internet site because they are there in English, also it's much more easier to factor what had happened. We will help you also. And remember, report those crimes. If somebody steal your bike or something little minor, just tell that also to the authorities, because that's the only way that they can do something. Okay. Our responsibilities as a university for the safety and security on implementing and teaching research and well at the university premises. But we are not responsible for the safety and security of students' free time trips or accommodated days. And like I said, it means that take care of yourself and each other can be safe. Two very important letters there is that you have to be active. Medical emergencies. First, if it's not a major problem, go to emergency care where you can get treatment instructions, but there is a really serious happenings and threat, then first aid, you go to 112, and the hospital outside of Nova is quite near in university. At 112 is the best way to get help as soon as possible. And our team, Teemu, is safety and security manager. I'm the security specialist. And if you have something with keys, access cards, and whatnot for access, security coordinator, Asiata is the right person. And the building team is for this. So I was safe in Jyväskylä. And guess what I still have to say to you? Thank you very much. Hope you have a good day. Thank you.